Hello, welcome to the training. We're going to be covering today 8 steps to double your online course sales in 3 months. And I know that's quite a bold claim, and I'm going to back that up and show you how that is actually possible. Before I get into that, I want to tell you a story. I've got this friend, Chris. And this is Chris. He's a bit of a poser, as you can see. And he's a martial arts instructor. And he teaches kids and teenagers martial arts in a local sports hall. And he was also working as a personal trainer when I first met him. And he told me about how he'd started up this martial arts academy and how he wanted to make that his full-time gig. But because he didn't have enough people attending, he had to go and hand out flyers outside of schools. And because it's England, he'd end up handing them out in the rain. So he's moaning to me about this. And I said to him, well, why don't you build yourself an automated marketing funnel? And he says, what the hell are you talking about? And so I explained to him what one was, and I helped him set that up, and he started to fill up his classes, and he opened up more classes on the same nights. I filled those up. He opened them on other nights. He filled those up. He found another venue. He filled that up on the first night. And he's obviously hugely excited about this. He's making loads more money from it. He's working like 10, 20 hours a week. He's making like £50,000, and because he's a bit of a poser, he bought himself a Jag. Now, he doesn't really know about online marketing. He doesn't know about content creation and building an audience, and he doesn't know about online courses. Certainly he doesn't have those like you have. He doesn't have this kind of scalability. He doesn't have an amazing system like Simplero that you've probably got. So how come he's able to do this? Because of this marketing funnel part, right? So what I want to do today is show you about what that looks like, because you're going to be able to crush it with this. Like, honestly, this stuff is going to help you to really crush it. So today's training is called 8 Steps to Double Your Online Course Sales in 3 Months. And I thought that's totally accurate, super descriptive, which is great, but a bit boring. So I thought, well, I'm going to show you a bunch of funnels. You don't have to show me any of yours. So I thought I could call it, I'll show you mine and you don't have to show me yours. And then I thought, okay, maybe that's a little bit too silly. So I was thinking about that 1990s TV show. I don't know if you remember it. It's called Pimp My Ride, where they'd take a car and they'd really do it up. But I thought today, instead of Pimp My Ride, we could have Pimp My Funnel. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be pimping up your funnel. So my name's John Ainsworth. I run data-driven marketing, and we're an agency and coaching program, coaching company who help online course creators to build funnels and double their revenue. And who is this presentation for? So this is for you if you're an online course creator, and it's for you if you've got traffic already. Some could be from SEO or YouTube or a podcast or blogging or from writing a book, what have you. And you're already making sales and people love your courses. So you've already kind of got started, you've got going, you've got the courses, people really like them, you've got traffic, but you want to scale it up. So that's the person this is for. If that's you, awesome. So here's what you're probably thinking. Here's some of the things that have been bothering you. You feel like you should be making more money. You've done all this work. You've got these great courses. You've got this traffic. How come you're not making more money from it? How come people aren't spending more and buying your biggest packages, buying all of your courses? How come a higher percentage of people aren't actually signing up and buying things from you? It's probably a bit frustrating. So you might be feeling frustrated by it, and you might have heard about this kind of funnel thing before and thought, oh, I know I'm supposed to do that, but I don't really know how that works, and a bit uncomfortable with it, and therefore you go back to making more courses and creating more content, both of which work, but without the funnel part, you're not able to really take off. So if that's you, if you're feeling like that, that is totally normal. This is like everybody I talk with is in that position. A lot of people are self-conscious about it, and they feel bad about the fact they haven't done work on their funnel before. Don't feel bad about it. It's totally normal. I'm here to help, right? This is what my job is. So I get where you're coming from. My goal today is basically to help you see what is possible if you have one of these funnels in place and how it's going to help you to double your revenue in a few months. And I'm going to show you what the steps are, and I'm going to show them to you in order. So the first one I show you is the one to do first. If you only take one thing, take what I show you first. Because what's happening at the moment is there's all this money on the table and you're walking away and leaving the money on the table. Here's the money, here's you walking away. I don't want you to do that anymore, right? That's no good. So talking about these funnels, what the fuck is a funnel? So when you hear about a funnel, it's normally represented like this. And it basically is all the steps from when someone sees some of your content, could be on social media or on your website, what have you, and then getting onto your email list, buying something from you, buying again. All of those steps, that's your funnel. Now, it's normally shown like this. And the problem with this is it makes it look very neat. Everything looks so organized. Isn't it perfect? Isn't it serene? Traffic goes in the top and lovely money comes out of the bottom. And in my experience, most funnels are a little bit more like this. And they're just pissing money out left, right, and center. So we're going to do something about that today. Now, the standard funnel, what most people have got in place, is something like this. And you've probably got something along these kind of lines. So you have traffic going into your website. You've got from Google or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or what have you, right? Goes into your website and you've got some sales pages on your site and you've got order pages behind that and then a thank you page if they buy. And you've probably got an opt-in as well, maybe for a newsletter, maybe a lead magnet. And then that goes to a thank you page. You might have a few welcome emails set up automatically, then a weekly newsletter, and then two or three times a year you do a promotion. Maybe Black Friday, New Year's, July 4th for Independence Day, that kind of thing, right? Some national holiday. Every time you run a promotion, you make a bunch of money, but you only do them a few times a year. And you send people to a sales page, that goes to an order page and a thank you page. That is what nearly everybody that I talk with has got. And if we go back to our Pimp My Funnel idea, this makes me think of a classic car that has got real potential but needs a little bit of love. And I'm just wondering, maybe you're thinking, it makes me think of a really specific car. And I wonder if you're thinking of the same one. The 1959 Cadillac DeVille. Was I right? Did I have the right one? Yeah, that's right. So it needs a little bit of TLC. You know that you could have a better system than this. You know you could. But there's about 1,000 things that you could do, right? And you don't have time to do all of them. So you carry on with the ones that you know about. But we know, of course, from the 80-20 rule that 20% of the effort brings in 80% of the results. So what's the 20%? Well, wouldn't it be cool, right, if somebody went out and tested out every single tactic they could find, you know, webinars and webinar funnels and ask funnels and quiz funnels and stuff from Frank Kern and Digital Marketer and Tripwires and email promotions and all these different kinds of things and saw which ones worked the best, which were the most reliable, which ones work for online course creators, and which of those are the fastest to do and you're going to get the best results from, and then put them in order. Well, somebody did, and that's me. So me and my team have spent the last 3 or 4 years just working on this. We've spent, I think, something about 30,000 hours. We've tested this with over 100 clients and found what those tactics are. What are the ones that always work and are the most reliable and are going to make you significantly more money so that you can double your sales in a few months. So what are the ones that work, right? Let's get into it. So step one is order bumps. If you don't have this in place, then this is the one thing you need to take from this presentation, the one thing you need to go and do. You don't need to worry about numbers 2 through 8 until you implement this one. It's fabulous. It's so good. So I learned about this from a friend of mine, Christopher Sutton. And Christopher runs Musical U. They teach musicality and have courses and a membership about that. And it's not a new idea, though. It's something that's been around. Lots of people online use this. Just a lot of online course creators don't. So Amazon uses this. So the idea is, it's when you're buying something, offering you the chance to buy something else to go with it. So if you go onto Amazon and you want to buy a book about property investment, then they're also going to offer you some other books about property investment. Or sometimes they offer you the Audible book to go with it as well, so you can get Audible narration alongside your book, that kind of thing, something extra that goes along with it. And McDonald's do it. You go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac, they say, do you want fries with that? Or they might say, do you want a meal deal? So that's the basic idea, right? Very simple, very straightforward. If you go to the cinema and you buy a cinema ticket, you can get popcorn as well, something else that goes alongside it. So how does that look? Where does that fit? So here's where it fits, going back to our original funnel map. We had the sales page, then the order page, That's where it fits on the order page itself. So someone's clicked on the sales page to add to cart. They've gone to the order page. This is where you offer them it. And this is the kind of way it looks. You've probably seen this before somewhere, right? You're filling in your credit card details and there's a tick box to add something else that goes with it. Or it could look like this, a tick box down here. Or it could look like this, a little slider. And here's how it looks in Simplero. So in Simplero, you're adding your credit card details in, and here you go, there's a pink box with a tick box in it, a couple of lines of text. And this, one of the reasons why this is first is it's so easy to do. Oh my goodness, this is so easy to do. You just got to write a couple of lines of text, choose your product, add it on. Fabulous. And it's going to make you a bunch more money, like 10 to 20% more revenue. So there's a couple of lines of text you can see here, and there's a price on it, and that's kind of it, really. It's not a new idea. It's been around for thousands of years, the idea of doing this kind of thing, right? But it's just not been applied in online courses by most people. Now, the increase in revenue you're going to see is somewhere around 10 to 20% extra. 15 to 20% is kind of the most normal. And it's going to take you, well, let's have a look at how much money, how that would work in an example, actually. Let's say you're selling a $99 course and you make $10,000 from a promotion. Well, 40 to 60% of people who buy will also buy the order bump. So let's say it's $37 for the order bump and 60% of people buy it. Well, that would be $2,200. That's a little bit more than 20%. And if it's 40%, then it's going to be about, what, $1,200, $1,300, something like that. This really is the 80-20 of the 80-20. This is fantastic. I put time to implement 2 days. I'm really being a bit generous there. It's really probably a half a day job. Depends how many courses you've got. Start with the most popular ones. Add this in. Bob's your uncle. So I've got a client, David Vignola. Very nice guy. Really, really smart. He's a was a studio engineer, and then he started making courses about home recording. So if you want, if you're a musician or you want to record stuff at home, you can take his courses and learn how to do it. And he had, I think, like 10 or 15 courses, something like that. And I had a call with him. Before he signed up for our group coaching program, but before he signed up for it, just from our initial call, I told him about this and he went and implemented it. He went into the software and he's like, yeah, they have got that feature. He'd just never known to go and look for it. So he set these up and he messages me a couple of days later. He's like, sales are coming in. By the time it started, he'd set up this and one other tactic, and he was making like 40% more revenue every day, every week, just from setting these two things up. And it's fabulous, this, honestly. So step two, upsells. This is the other one that David set up. So if you've got order bumps, next one is upsells. Upsell concept is, again, very straightforward. If you go to Starbucks and you can buy a basic coffee, or you can buy a Starbucks Reserve Hazelnut Bianco Latte Grande, or you can buy this behemoth, right? However much money you want to spend on your coffee, they'll always sell you a more expensive version. They've even got a coffee machine that's like $2,000. Buy the kind of coffee machine they're using or something like that. So whatever you want to spend more on, there's the option for it. So I told a friend of mine, I was sat around with Shona and some other people, including this lady Leanne. Now Shona runs Perfect English Grammar. They sell courses about English grammar. And we're sat around in this place. It's the Royal Academy of the Arts, very fancy, nice building, kind of part museum, part members club, and it's in central London, and we're sat around there, and I'm chatting with Leanne, that I mentioned, and I'm telling her about the idea of upsells, and Shona was talking with somebody else, and all of a sudden her ears kind of prick up, and she turns around, and she asks me, like, well, what is that? How does that work? What's that? And the next day, she goes and implements it, and she makes an extra $1,500. Just from implementing an upsell behind a promotion that she was already running. So where does this fit? What does this look like? So you're on your website. Someone goes to the sales page. They go to the order page. It's just after that, before the thank you page. And the same thing over here. So it's going to go in here as an upsell after the order page. Someone puts their credit card details in. They might buy the order bump. They might not. They click submit to pay. And you then show them this other offer as well. The idea is, it's the next logical step. They buy the beginner course, you offer them the intermediate one. They buy the intermediate one, you offer them the advanced one. They buy 3 months worth of membership, or they buy 1 month's worth, you offer them three. They buy 3 months, you offer them a year, and you offer a great deal on it. You're not trying to shove this down people's throat. You're just trying to offer them what's the next logical step. Most people don't understand. They don't go and look. They're not desperately thinking, what else could you help me with? So you need to make it easier for them. Take it to them. Support them. Make it friendly. Help them to see what else they could get from you that could be helpful for them. So if you're at this page, like we looked before at the checkout page, you've got your order bump and everything here, right? Then you click submit, or the next page shows you something like this. So it tells you about the other offer, and you can click, yes, I want this. Now, I didn't take a screenshot at the top of the page, but that basically says at the very top, the thing you just bought is on its way to you. It'll be with you in 10 minutes. In the meantime, you might want to check out this offer. Something along those kind of lines. So they know where they are. They know what's going on. And this is something that you sell it for a great deal. So here it's got 60% off. So they get an amazing deal if they buy it right now. And you tell them a bit about it, have a sales page about it, and that's the basic idea. It's very straightforward, it's very simple, it's very helpful, and about 15 to 30% of people will probably buy whatever you offer here. That gives you an increase of revenue of about 20%. So let's say, let's go back to our example before, right? You're selling a $99 course, you make $10,000 from the promotion. Well, you have a $99 upsell, and let's say 20% of people buy it. Let's say it's towards the lower end of that range. That makes you an additional $2,000. It's great. It's amazing. So like I said, David implemented this as well, along with the order bumps, and that got him up to like 30 to 50% more revenue. So he's kind of averaged that, an additional 30 to 50% every month since then. It took him 3 days work total to do the whole thing. Incredible. Like that's forever. So step three, improve your checkout experience. Now, what's happening here is people are getting all the way through to the checkout, and then they're not finishing because you've made it a less good experience for them. So you're really falling at the last hurdle here. You see what I did there? It's nice, right? So what's happening is you've got all of these people are coming out of your funnel at this stage, the last stage, right? That last hurdle. Now, people are busy as fuck. Don't make it so hard for them. This is a really big deal. Don't add extra fields that you don't need. Don't ask them for their date of birth and their town of origin. And don't ask them for their current address if you don't need it. Like, keep as few fields here as you can possibly have. They're busy, right? They've got other stuff going on. We want this. Don't want this to be complicated. We want this to be a straight line. We want it to be easy. These are real people. They have fears and concerns. They get to this stage in buying and they're nervous about certain things. Make them feel comfortable. Support them through the process. So this is an example of a sales page of a client of ours and what it looked like before and after. So this is it before, and it's quite neat and tidy, and it looks fine, right? It's got their logo, and it's for people buying. It's a Spanish audience, so that's why it's in Spanish. And they put in their credit card details and they can complete their order. You've got the Visa and MasterCard signs here and a guarantee. This looks like, you know, 30-day guarantee. And that's it. But it wasn't converting very well. We looked at the numbers and this wasn't converting well at all. So this is what we replaced it with. Now, it looks a little bit less neat, but it's much more helpful to people. It's got much more of the information that people are after. It's got the order bump, of course, like we talked about. It's got a picture of Cody, the guy who runs this. So make them feel like, yeah, they're definitely in the right place. It's got pictures of the kind of products they have. It's got a reminder of what it is exactly that you're getting and the benefits of it. It's got testimonials as we scroll down. It's got the guarantee nice and big, nice and obvious for people. Then some more social proof, some more testimonials and screenshots of people's feedback. Here's how it looks if you're in the Simplero software. So you've got spaces over here. On the right-hand side, you could put in testimonials. You've got a section here. You could put details of the product. And guarantee actually is down the bottom, I think. Let me see if I can show you that. Here's a version of it that we mocked up in the Simplero software just to kind of show you how this works. We've got down here, got over here the testimonials. Over here, reminder of secure payment. Some benefits they get from it. It looks like we haven't put the guarantee on this one, so we need to sort that out. But everything else it goes on here, and it makes people feel like I'm in the right place. This is definitely exactly what I was after, so I feel comfortable about it. And I know that this is definitely, and I can see the social proof, I can see other people are getting results from it, so it makes me feel more comfortable. And so a much higher percentage of people are going to check out. So the increase in conversion rate that we see here when you make those kind of changes is between 30 and 500%. Like, that's the best we've ever seen, is 5 times better conversion rate on that checkout page after you implement these things. Incredible. Just by supporting people, making it easier, making them feel more comfortable. Step 4, send 2 email promotions per month. Now, this is a fascinating one. People have a reaction to this, and it's really interesting. So bear with me here, right? So at the moment, what's happening is 3 promotions per year, and we're going to change that to 2 per month. Now, you know that the money's in the list, right? And when you send email promotions, you make money from it. If you do a Black Friday, you make a bunch of money. So why wouldn't you send this more often? Well, I learned about this from this guy, Tom Sears, and he runs Blues Guitar Master, and they sell courses about blues guitar. And he told me he was doing at least 2 promotions a month. And my concerns were the same probably as yours. So I was like, why would you not do this? Well, you don't want to annoy your subscribers. You don't want to be annoying and spammy and over-aggressive. And it's time-consuming to write all of those emails. So let's address both of those. Let's have a look at that. This is a friend of mine, Shona, I told you about before. And like I said, she runs Perfect English Grammar. And she figured out a way of doing this where she would send 6 emails in a week and people would love receiving them. So I'm going to talk you through how that works. I'm going to talk you through how Tom does it. And then I'm going to show you the really advanced version that we now do, which is, you don't need to implement that, right? But this is just to kind of give you an idea of what's possible. So what Shona does is she sends 1 email Monday through Friday, which is a mixture of content and promotion. So every single email has got either a bit of useful content from in the course, or it's got a story about how she learned this thing or what the experience was of one of her customers. And then she tells people at the top and at the bottom, this course is on discount this week. And it's going to be 30% off, 50% off, whatever that is. And then on this Friday, she sends an extra email saying, last chance to get this at this discount price. The price goes back up, close of play today, like in 3 hours or something like that. And that one's really short. That's like 3 lines long. So 5 of the 6 emails are super useful content. So if people don't buy, and obviously most people don't buy, right? 99% of people don't buy. But all of those people get useful value. So they love getting these emails. And then the 1% or the 0.5% or whatever who do buy, those people get the benefit of getting the course. So everybody's happy. So the unsubscribe rate actually goes down. Now, the way Tom does it is he sends 3 content emails, 3 useful content emails from in the course, and then 3 promotional emails. So when I say promotion, I mean could be a customer testimonial, could be explaining the benefits and the features of the course. It could be telling a story about how he learned this and why he thought this was great. It could be talking about the things that you could gain, what your life might be like if you buy this course, how things are going to change for you. So it doesn't have to be just buy, right? It's useful. It's still good. It's still nice, friendly, helpful content, but it's more aimed at actually promoting the thing. So this is then the advanced version that we do. 3 content emails in week 1. And then week 2, we do a gain, logic, fear sequence, then a going, gone. I haven't got time to go into details of what those are, but it's a slightly more advanced version. But you can implement like Shona's system almost straight away, right? That's quite straightforward. But remember, don't implement this until you've done the previous tactics. Always start with the order bumps. So increase in revenue from this. I've seen this increase people's revenue, like double it or more than that. But on average, probably about 50%. So now what we've done, right, is we have really pimped our car up. We have given it a lick of paint and we've put a new engine in and we've put new seats and we've made the whole thing run beautifully, smoothly. So this is exciting. This is really cool. Step 5, increase your opt-in rate. All right, so let's have a look at this one. Now, 95% of people I talk with have got an opt-in rate on their website of 0.5 to 1%. So what do I mean by opt-in rate? It's the number of people who, the percentage of people who get to your site who then end up on your email list. Now, why does this matter? Well, we've just talked about email promotions. If you're running email promotions and it's making you a bunch of money and people are loving getting your emails, and then some of them are buying your courses every month and you're making way more money from doing that, well, now you want to grow your email list. That's going to be the next thing that helps. So most people have got about 0.5 to 1% opt-in rate. If you want to calculate yours, then take the number of email subscribers you get in a month on average and divide it by the amount of website visitors you get in a month, and then times by 100, and that gives you your number. And it's probably 0.5 to 1%. Now, it's possible to get to 5% for most people. So this depends on your audience and what kind of content you create, what kind of courses you're selling, some stuff around that. So some people can't get above probably 3%, 2 or 3%. But most people can get to 5%. And the best we've ever got anybody to is 9.3%. So here's the order of things, right? This is the steps to do. First of all, if you've got a newsletter, then replace it with a lead magnet, some useful resource that people get when they opt in. Then set up a pop-up. And I know that pop-ups are kind of annoying, but they work really well in terms of increasing your email list. Add the opt-in to the sidebar. So if you've got a blog with a sidebar, add the opt-in to the sidebar. Set up inline opt-ins to your blog posts. So within the blog post itself, have a link, an ad for the opt-in. So if someone sees the button or whatever that you've got within the blog post, they can click it and then it brings up the pop-up and they can opt in. And then link to your lead magnets from everywhere on social media. If you've got a big social media following and you don't link to your lead magnets, this is going to be huge. So we had one client once, right? They were getting about 100 opt-ins a week. And they had a really big social media following, but they didn't ever link to their lead magnets from there. So we started linking from the lead from the social media to the lead magnets, and they went from 100 a week to 5,000 a week. Now, this is not the norm, right? But that was fun. That was really fun. That email list started growing like gangbusters. So you can do this in Simplero. If you're a Simplero customer already, then you can do this using the tools you've got in that. If you're not, then Simplero is a great tool to use. So this is a client of ours, and this is how it looks on their site. You click on download the free 5 free guided meditations, and it brings up a pop-up where you can opt in. Very simple for the person who's opting in. The average increase in opt-ins you get is about 2 times to 5 times. That's the normal, that's the average. Like I said, some people it's more. Best we've seen is 50 times. That's the one I mentioned a minute ago. They had the big social media following. So it's kind of a crazy with those guys. But normal is 2 to 5 times. So hopefully you're starting to see now. If you all of these things multiply together, if you've got the order bumps and the upsells, you're getting more revenue per sale. If you've got a higher checkout rate, then you're getting more sales. You're getting email promotions. You're getting more people to the checkout page, so more people are going to buy. You got a bigger email list, then that means more people are getting the email promotions. The whole thing trickles down. So if you do this in this order, this really starts to add up. The average we see is doubling revenue in 3 months. Step 6, improve your offer. I'm going to go into this one in a little bit less detail. But I'm not talking about improving your product. I'm not talking about reducing your price. I'm talking about bonuses and guarantees. Have bonuses that go with your products and give people a guarantee. So definitely do a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like, you should always have that. And see if you can go stronger. Like with our coaching program, right? We've got this group coaching program where we help online course creators to actually implement all this stuff. And we do a 3-month 110% money back guarantee. So if at the end of 3 months someone is not delighted, then get 110% of their money back. Go through the entire thing and then ask for that. And we can do that because we're so confident that people are going to love it that we don't have to pay out on it. But why should the customer take the risk? We'll take the risk. We'll make it easier for them. Step 7, optimize your sales page. Now, the thing people think about improving their sales page is, I'm not a copywriter, I'm not a great copywriter. Well, you don't have to be a copywriter. You don't need to hire a great copywriter. What you need to make a significant difference is to implement these 15 crucial steps. You need to check, have you got all of them? So these are the steps. I'll mind my face out of the way so you can take a screenshot of this. These are the steps you need to have. I'm not going to go through them all, because really, the things you need to be implementing is the earlier steps. I just want you to understand what all of these things are. But if you have everything up till now, then if you want to improve your sales page, then these are the steps to implement. Call out to your audience, compelling headline, subheadline, all of these kind of things. Step eight. Okay, this is kind of beautiful. This is so smart, right? And yeah, I just love the way that we've managed to set this one up. Step eight, a tripwire funnel, is, I'll explain what it is first, right? So here's how I learned about it. There's this guy, Ryan Dice, and he's the CEO over at Digital Marketer, and they teach digital marketing courses. And I learned from him about this tripwire funnel. And, pardon me. And I talked with a client of ours, and Jonathan Green, who runs Serve No Master. He teaches people. He used to be in the corporate rat race, and he got out in order to, and he got out by writing. So he does ghostwriting, and he blogs, and what have you. And so he teaches other people how to get out of the corporate job and make money online through writing books and blogging and doing podcasts as well. And the idea with the tripwire is it's a product that you put immediately after the lead magnet. Someone opts in for the lead magnet. Instead of saying thank you, you say thank you and here's an offer. So he had this lead magnet, discover the seven reasons you can't finish your product. If people signed up, it just went through to a thank you message. And now it goes through to this product. So what he's teaching them here is, same thing at the very top of this. It says, thanks so much for opting in for that guide about seven reasons you can't finish your product. It'll be in your email inbox in like 10 minutes. In the meantime, check this out. And here he's teaching them how to make their product. So they learn, first of all, the seven reasons that they can't finish it. And then they learn from him how to do it. And he's teaching this for just $7. It's normally $47, so huge discount. So then what happens, this is why it's really, really clever, right? You've already done the work on this. You've already made the sales page better for this. If you've done all of the previous steps, you've already improved the checkout page. You've already set up an order bump and an upsell and improved the offer, all of this kind of stuff. And this is just taking it and putting that behind the lead magnet. So here's another example. People have opted in for the lead magnet. It says, wait one more thing. Your free download's on its way to your inbox, but before you go, and here's the offer, big discount. Here's another one. They can get this at a huge discount. Oh, ignore that one. So here's where this goes. So you've got website, opt-in, thank you page, and we're going to add this in, sales page, order page, upsell, thank you. Going to add all of those bits in so that people see them straight after the opt-in. Now, it's crucial to let them know, of course, your lead magnet is on the way, you know, your guide or whatever the thing is on its way. In the meantime, would you like to get this? And about 10% or up to 10% of people will buy at this stage. The average we see from most people is 1% to 3%. Best we've helped anyone get to is 10%. So I'll give you an example about this. Classical Guitar Shed is online courses about classical guitar run by this guy, Alan Matthews. Super charming guy, very, very nice. Used to be a guitar coach or teach guitar at a local college. And then he set up these courses for learning classical guitar online. And this is his website. And a couple of years ago, I sat down with him and I showed him about this tripwire funnel and how it all worked and what he'd need to have in place. And he went away and he set it up. Now, he set this, he'd already got all of the other steps in place. So he set this up in about a day because he'd already done all of the other pieces of work. You don't start with this one, okay? So I talked to him again. He came on my podcast and I interviewed him about it and I asked if he'd set this up and he said he had. It took him about a day and he said on average, I'll come back to that. So how I originally estimated for him how much money I thought it would make him. And I said the tripwire with your traffic, probably about $500 a month, order bump maybe 100, upsell 1,000, upsell 2,500, I kind of estimated for him that it'd be about 2,000 total. And that sounds nice, right? Sounds nice, the idea of making an extra 2,000, but how do you know if that's right? Well, I'm 100% sure that if Alan put that in place, he would make at least that much money. How can I be so sure? Because he did put it in place and he did make that much money. So he actually made 2,500 per month on average. So now what we've done, so that works out, by the way, is some ridiculous a daily rate, right? One day's work for $2,500 every month for 2 years. It's like $50,000 for a day's work. Incredible. So we've now put this turbocharger into the car. It's going to pump air into the engine, make the whole thing go faster. We've got nitroglycerin in there. It's pumping fire out the back. We're like something out of Fast and the Furious. It's ridiculous. Okay, this thing is really rocking. David Vignola, I mentioned him before. He implemented all of these tactics. He went through and he did the whole lot. Now, I said in the first 3 days, he implemented order bumps and upsells. But over the course of 3 or 4 months, he implemented all of them. And he more than tripled his revenue. Tripled! Like if you're not excited about this, I don't know what else to say. Like, this stuff is cool. So his revenue went up. It was kind of averaging. He didn't want me to share what it was, but it was like... Annually, it was in like five figures, like kind of high five figures before he started. And this is kind of the numbers he was at, or the level he was at, November, December, January. And then he started the program about here. And he started in March, that's right. Straight away, it went up by 50% than his previous best months, and then 70%. And then now he's at like a level where he's at triple what he was getting before. Another client of ours, Store Growers, Dennis. This is the jump he had when he started in May. Well, he started in April, then implemented everything in May. He made six times more than in April. He just had another month kind of nearly as good as that. It's like the change that it makes for people is really significant. Here's another client of ours. This is a fun one. We started working with them back here some point in 2017-18, and they're now at like $120,000 a month, something ridiculous like that. So really, we have got this. We've got this funnel pumping now. You know, like this is this whole thing is really pimped up. Now, you might be wondering if you haven't seen these things before or heard about them, what have you? You might be like, "Oh, that's really like I've never heard about this. Who else is doing this?" Everybody's doing this. Mindvalley, Digital Marketer, Tony Robbins, Lady Boss, Simplero, Grant Cardone, Russell Brunson, Michael Hyatt, Social Media Examiner, Perry. Eben Pagan from Inner Game Mastery, Sam Ovens from Consulting Accelerator, all of these people who are selling courses and making a lot of money are all doing it. Anna Rover runs a business called Girl Skill and teaches people how to women how to attract committed masculine men. She's doing all of this. If It Fits Your Macros, Data Driven University, like all these people, some of them you've probably heard of, like Tony Robbins, for example, right? And some of them maybe are smaller ones you haven't, but all of these guys are doing this. Asian Efficiency. Now, in my experience, most of our clients have got better courses than a lot of the big companies. They've put more love and attention and care into their courses. So if that's how you feel, that's probably true, right? But the bigger companies have got these marketing systems in place. So you can have them too, right? You can have this. You can set this stuff up. Now, there's two reactions I get when I show this system. First, this looks amazing. And second, I don't know, John, looks like a lot of work. Now, the reason it looks like a lot of work is because it's a lot of work. But if you worked on this, if you spent time on it, could you do it? Of course! Of course you could do this. You're a badass. You've already created the courses. You've already created the content. You've built the audience. You've started building an email list. You've got the skills. You can do this. Now, you don't have to do it on your own. I've given you the overview. I've given you what the tactics are. You can go and implement that. You don't have to do it on your own if you don't want to. You don't have to learn through trial and error and go through all of that pain. If you want more help, I'm going to explain now in about 2 minutes what the next steps are. So if you're ready to get help with scaling your online course revenue and you want to fast track things and follow a tried and true system, then what we can do is have a 15-minute call. So me and you, or you with one of the members of my team, like Josip, my funnel strategy lead, does a lot of these calls as well. And we'll check if we're a good fit to help you. And if we're not a good fit, we will let you know very politely and point you to some useful resources. And if we are a good fit, then we'll book in a longer call to talk about how and spell this all out. It's a free call. You can apply for the session at datadrivenmarketing.co/pimpyourfunnel. And who is this for? So that you know whether it's appropriate to apply. If you're a course business owner, if you're making above $3,000 a month, like we've got clients making $400,000 a month, but you've got to be making at least $3,000 for this to be a good fit. You should have an email list of at least 3,000. You know, it could be hundreds of thousands, but at least 3,000. And you want to grow revenue, and you're open to help and support. And who is this not for? It's not for you if you haven't got a course yet. If you're just a beginner with this, you're just getting started, then hopefully today's stuff was really helpful and you can see what you need to do. But the program's not going to be for you. We're not going to be the right people to help at this stage. If you're making under 3,000 a month, it's not going to be right for you yet. If you haven't got an email list of at least 3,000, then it's not going to be right for you yet. So if you are interested, if it is a good fit, then go to datadrivenmarketing.co/pimpyourfunnel. And what you're going to find is it'll take you through to a form like looks like this, and you fill it in. That'll take, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes, pretty simple. And not very complicated questions. You can see, do you sell courses online? Yes or no? And then what's going to happen is that'll take you through to book a call, that 15-minute call. And on the call, you'll have a chat with someone from my team, quite possibly Josip or Monica, somebody else on the team, who's going to ask you about where you're at with your course business and what kind of courses you're selling and what your current funnel looks like, if you've got one at all, just like 9 or 10 questions to check if you're definitely a good fit, where you want to get to, what's stopping you, that kind of thing. If you are someone we can help, then we'll book in another call to talk about how we can help. And that would be with either Josip or me or Monica again. And it would be talking through your current funnel, mapping out the ideal funnel for you, really digging into your business. And then I can talk you through, or whoever it is can talk you through, how our program works, how much it costs, that kind of thing. There's no pressure. It's whatever's best for you. What I want more than anything else in the world for you is for you as a course creator who's got great courses and has built up an audience to get paid properly for it. I want that so much. We help people with this all the time, and I just love it. I think it's so much fun helping people to be able to do this, to get paid what they're worth. Thank you very much. I've got some resources for you. You can go to datadrivenmarketing.co/webinar-resources, and there's going to be links to like those 15 crucial elements of the sales page and some other stuff on there as well. And if you're interested in applying for the strategy session, then go to that website address and fill it in. I'll leave that up for a moment. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. I hope this was useful and fun. And hopefully talk to you soon.